Welcome to the Memoirs of Her. This is your host, Sandera Mendes, on the Memoirs of Her. H standing for humble, E standing for exquisite, and R standing for resilience. Please be advised this is a podcasting session coming to you live with an adventurous and humorous life journey of a mysterious woman, including her accounts in life. So tonight's topic is going to be about why you should change your diet. And I wanted to talk about this because I feel that it's so important for, you know, people who work, people who, you know, may live a domesticated life, or people who do sports, you know, entertainers, all of those things I can go on. And the only reason why I say dietary is so important, you know, even for health reasons, is because at the end of the day, you know, all of us may have cravings. We may want certain things at certain times because we have a sweet tooth, or sometimes we just want to indulge in certain types of food that we enjoy, such as quote-unquote soul food. We love soul food. Like some of the people who's from like down south, you know, they're having that southern culture and things like that, they call it soul food. And then you have the Caribbean people who have their, you know, foods that are also have some type of soul to it and spice to it and various seasonings and things of that sort. And that's from, that goes from the Caribbean all the way down to various cultures that, you know, have certain specific types of seasoning to their food, you know, a certain type of signature cooking, you know, that lets you know that this is this group of people that are cooking, you know. So having that and then being able to be realistic about yourself as a person, understanding the ins and out of who you are intrinsically and extrinsically, meaning, you know that by the things that you ingest is going through your body, and you know whether it's nourishing you or it's creating fats that's gonna, you know, cause you to slow down or be delayed, you know, in the future because of the things that you are eating, or may cause more health issues or problems with yourself as far as gaining weight, you know, and not having the right types of fats if eating, all because you may not know your dietary path or what it is that you should be eating and what you shouldn't be eating. Now, this is not a case of, you know, another adult telling another adult what to do. This is just a suggestion. You know, a lot of times when people feel that someone is suggesting certain things, they telling them what to do, it's not the fact of me telling you what to do. It's a suggestion, and it's something that you choose to do on your own. You know, as far as doing the research as, you know, what you need to be eating and what you shouldn't be eating. Some people don't care. They feel like, oh, we only live one life. We're going to die anyway. And to kudos to those types of people who feel that way, who don't really care or have a care of a world what they eat. But I know that there's different types of dietaries that are good for people specifically, whether you try it or not, such as being a vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, or whomever, you know, whatever type of, you know, food dietary you invest in. You know, some people just don't eat meat in particular, and that's what you will call, you know, those people. And people who do eat meat, they are carnivores, you know, people who like to indulge in eating chicken, turkey, you know, pork, beef, you know, those are the carnivores, people who enjoy eating those types of foods, and they don't really have a problem. They're actually healthy, you know. So I'm not knocking any types of groups of people, but I know the people who that take care and research and, you know, take an interest in the food that they ingest, you know that it's not going to only be for the nourishment of their body, but it also causes good health. You know, it clears up your mental faculty. It can cause you to not be congested with phlegm, you know, based off the food that you're eating that your body can take and handle and break down. You know, when you take the time to see what foods are acidic and what foods are not, and which dietary you're going to take on, it takes a lot of time to do, and of course money to change your diet. And even if you don't have the money, there's still alternatives to how you can accommodate living the type of lifestyle, dietary lifestyle that you choose to live. So on tonight's show, I just basically want to talk about how, you know, when you are in a specific field, when you change your diet, you know, there's certain things that will take off and, you know, happen for you in life. For example, like if you have someone who's into office work, and, you know, they may be an executive or administrative assistant or a manager, but a manager of a corporate office, you have to have a specific type of diet. Only because if you're sitting, if you're sitting down all day, you know, and you're eating any types of food, you can cause unnecessary fat to build up, which can make it difficult for if you do try to work out or do certain things, because you're storing fat in certain areas that may be difficult for you to lose. No matter what you may be doing, on the contrary, if you are active in a role, you know, moving around and stuff like that, there's fats that's going to be stored in hidden places that will make you look bigger, you know. And this goes for anybody of any walk of life that's invested in any certain things. You want to be mindful of what you ingest in and not just going off the taste buds or what your body is craving, because sometimes the body could crave bad things and the body could crave things that are necessary, such as water. When you're dehydrated, your lips might dry up, your skin might dry up, you might get acne, and that's your body trying to tell you in but so much words that's unattractive, but to drink more water. And some people may not do that and may ignore that quest, but will acknowledge the cues, the stimuli that the body is showing or signaling as far as eating sweets that's not good, or drinking Coca-Cola, or, you know, eating chips, eating cookies. And, you know, although the body just wants to extract that certain type of sweet from those foods, the other particle, let's say the 80% of the other particle of that food stores into fat, unnecessary fat in the body, which is unreasonable, you know. So being mindful and being conscious that, okay, an office person who's working, they may want to either, you can choose an option, eat in small portions for 7 portions of food. You can eat several times in one day, but small portions of whatever it is that you are drinking or ingesting in your body, and make sure that it's healthy. Or if you transition in, make sure that you minimize or marginalize the amount of food that you are eating, and, you know, you eat several times on several occasions. Then you can also adopt a specific diet as far as, you know, going on this, you know, what they call it, interment fasting, where you might say in the morning, you might wake up in the morning, you have you a good meal, you know, from before 4 or 4 before 5 o'clock, you have a big meal, and your next meal won't be until, you know, 5 in the afternoon. Some people say sunset to sundown, you know, that's a form of intermittent fasting when you do that. And if you choose to do that and have something in between, such as a water or something like that, that'll also help you to stabilize your weight. To also keep yourself healthy, for you to be able to think clearly. And this is just, you know, just given a hypothetical in particular for someone who may work in a corporate office, or anybody who's dealing with a situation where they're sitting down for long periods of time, you know, investing in eating fruits and certain types of meats, if you are a meat eater, you know, in portions and not eat excessively. Don't eat until you are full is one of the rules that you should take on. And to be able to have your drinks 30 minutes before or 30 minutes after whatever it is that you eat. So that way it gives your body time to digest whatever food you have, you know, to ingest it and, you know, took on and enjoyed, you know. So, you know, there's various options that a person can do and so forth. Now, if you are into sports and you into, you know, you're very active and you're not the type where you have a job where you're sitting down, but you're moving around a lot, you know, creating a diet for yourself, you will want to make sure that just it's high in protein. And if you're not a meat eater, you want substitutes that are high in, you know, proteins for you to be able to ingest and be able to have some type of energy in what you're doing. Now, sugar is very tricky because sugar is like you get a high rush in energy and then all of a sudden your energy goes very low. It goes all the way down, like, you know. And coffee is also tricky as well. So it's like you want to take these things in moderation, or extract or just subtract, you know, sugar from your diet altogether, including salt, because salt can cause high blood pressure. Now, some people might invest in sea salt or Himalaya salt, and that's all good to season your food because it's not, you know, crystallized as far as with the salt, you know, you putting that on your food and stuff like that, because, you know, it takes the body a long time to break down when you take in those types of salt and fibers in your food. Like, not fibers, I didn't mean to say that, but those particles or minerals, when you take those types of minerals inside of your body, it's hard to break down, especially salt. So you know, as you get older, you have to get wiser, because the body is aging and you want to be able to give your body the things that it needs and not giving the body what it, you know, it shouldn't be ingesting or having, you know. So I feel that a diet should be according to the person's age and what they work, you know, what they do during the day, you know, to keep them energetic throughout the day and fulfilled, you know, energetic to where they can be able to do their, what, you know, activities or anything that they are being productive in. They want to have a level of energy during the day while you are indulging in certain activities and eating healthy and doing the body right, doing the body good, you know. So when we are mindful of these things, it's so imperative, it's so important. And I realized that more and more myself, that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, diet, working out, and, you know, deciding on a certain type of dietary, those things are so important, you know. And it's something that I'm planning. I know that when I've turned, you know, 30 years old, I said, you know what, I want to be a vegetarian, I want to support this diet. And, you know, even though I will start and go back, start and go back, it's really in me to want to live out a lifestyle like that. And eventually I will, you know, and be consistent with that, you know, with enough support, with enough research, because even prior to being 30 years old, I've done a lot of research, but it's all in a matter of using that research, like taking that information and putting it to action, you know. So somewhere in between researching, gathering all of the information, and then being able to apply it to my life, there was things that got a little bit misconstrued, you know. So what I would say is that when I did like practice being a vegetarian, you know, my body changed. Like, it changed tremendously. Like, the weight was kept down. You know, as far as, like, I don't mean to give TMI, but, you know, us women, when we have a certain type of menstrual flow, you know, some people might, you know, some women might have issues with fibroids or issue with their weight or whatever the case might be. And when you change your diet, you will notice those things decrease. So please forgive me for the men that are listening on to the show. This was really more for the women more than it is for the men. So you'll notice a drastic change in, you know, your body. Like, I've noticed that my flow was not as heavy, because when you have fibroids, you know, women that are between the ages of 25 to like 30 or 35 and you dealing with or battling with fibroids, your menstrual flow will be a little bit heavy than unusual, and it's all because of having fibroids. So when you change your diet, your weight might go down and you will notice that your menstrual flow is a little bit lighter, okay? And for you men, you know, you might be the type of guy where, you know, if you eat junk food, your body automatically gains that weight, stores that weight, and you become a bigger person. So you want to also be mindful of that as well, especially if you have hypertension. You want to really, 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 really be careful with the foods that you are eating, you know, because I feel like some men, when you just eat any types of food, you're prone to hypertension and being diabetic. So as you get older, it is something that you want to, you know, invest in as far as, changing your diet as you become an older man and not just, you know, eating various foods or junk foods. I think that women and men should come to a level of graduating from eating certain types of foods that are not healthy or junk food that children or teenagers indulge in, that we should get over that. And that's just a suggestion, just my opinion, you know, because some of us still like cookies and cakes. Like myself, I like cookies and cakes. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie. You know, some of us might like cheesecake with, you know, strawberry on top, you know, but it's nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, it's all about making a decision and eating it in moderation, like a small portion and enjoying it. Some people are able to eat any kinds of food that they want and still work out and manage their body and, you know, weight and things of that sort. And I say kudos to those people who could eat anything that they want and still maintain their weight and still be at a nice, you know, size or whatever, or at the size that is desired for them in particular. Okay, so that's for people that's maybe younger, that eats whatever they eat, and then in turn, you know, they just look at it like, okay, because I work out, I'm gonna be able to, you know, get rid of this waste anyway, so hey, you know. But I always feel you have to do the body right, because if you don't make time for your health, you're gonna make time for your sickness or illnesses if you don't learn to take care of yourself and body. And that includes hygiene. Now, I know hygiene has nothing to do with just changing your diet, but hygiene is just a part of self-care and managing and taking your body. So this is why I say that on tonight's show, for people to know that you are important, you know, and, you know, you do matter. And taking that time to invest in, you know, a certain type of diet that you should have or eat in moderation is very important, especially with the career or jobs that you have. You know, certain types of foods that need to be consumed, so that way you don't have unnecessary weight just, you know, on your body. So we don't want to set ourselves up for failure. We want to be able to set ourselves up for success. And part of that success is realizing that we have to do things that is a little bit uncomfortable, not in our element, you know, field, or what we will choose to do on our own, but something that we have to learn to do habitually and to get rid of bad habits to take on good habits. And as they always say, it takes about 28 days to change or get accustomed to a certain type of habit that is good for you. And it doesn't hurt to have a support group or to have someone there to work with, you know, side by side to keep you motivated and keep you going. Okay. Another factor that I realize is that another thing that's a little bit iffy is consuming or ingesting vitamins, you know, and not paying attention to how the body react, because sometimes our bodies may not, you know, react in the best way when we consume certain types of vitamins that are off the shelf in a, you know, convenience store or something like that, you know. And I give a prime example of that. There was a certain type of vitamin that I was using, and I've noticed that even though it was it was good for hair, nails, and skin, I find that my skin was breaking out. Like, I would get acne on the forehead and things of that sort. And then it's like, once I stopped using it, you know, all of that cleared up, and started using, drinking more water and things of that sort, my face and everything cleared up a lot. So I'm saying to myself that, you know, at the time when I've consumed the vitamins or whatever the case might be, maybe I wasn't drinking enough water, and this is what caused, you know, my body or my face to break out, not body, excuse me, but face to break out or whatever, you know. But at the end of the day, like I said, when you ingest certain things or you have certain things on your skin or your body will let you know when something is not good for you. Even when I'm just sharing my experiences. When I've drank a certain type of coffee, I know how the coffee make me feel. If I don't put no cinnamon inside of the coffee, it will have me anxious. It will have me like my heart beating fast, you know, and I will be overly energetic, and, you know, especially drinking an espresso, like, oh my gosh. So I realized that I will have to drink iced coffee at times. You know, not to say that I can't enjoy just drinking coffee in itself, but iced coffee, you know, and it doesn't really have to have any cinnamon in it. But, you know, if I have that ice in it, it can kind of sort of dilute the coffee, but still enjoy it and still get its benefits, but in a small moderation, you know, and that's what I need. So, I've tried to research about coffee to see what is best for me, to where I can drink either dark or light coffee, to where I don't have to feel like I'm losing it, or whatever the case might be. So that way I can have it in moderation and not, you know, to is extreme to where it's having me feeling jittery or not well or my best self. So that's something that I want to share with people who may consume coffee, that, you know, not all coffee is good for people or people can handle it. But at the end of the day, you know, when you do drink the coffee, it makes people feel like they can, you know, be alive and wake and energetic. And that's what coffee do, you know, and it can become addictive, you know. So I'm not knocking coffee. I'm not knocking it at all. But I noticed that, you know, in order for me to enjoy coffee hot or what have you, it has to have a little pinch of cinnamon or something in there. And I have to just do a little bit, some extra stuff to it. So that way my body could, you know, not just get the nourishment, but to be able to still function and manage to where my heart rate is not beating. Another thing that I do when I drink coffee, especially if it's hot, you know, I try to drink water, because of course, you know, coffee can make people get dehydrated. So I try to drink a lot of water as well to keep my body regulated and functioning. So when you get into the integral part of your body and how it reacts to certain foods, this is why dietary is so important, and why, you know, why you should invest in, you know, the things that you eat. Don't just eat anything. Don't just eat anybody food. Have you ever had the experience where, you know, people had like a I forgot what it's called. Like, you know how when people, like when you're in a workplace and, you know, called it, I think it's called potluck or something like that. People, you know, make their own food and bring it to work or whatever the case might be. And I'm not trying to throw shade on nobody. I'm not doing that. But the whole fact of the matter is that, have you ever eaten somebody's food and yes, it's good, but then you had to use the bathroom, your stomach get bubbly, and then, and or, you know, a day or two, you're not feeling good. You know, some people might ingest or get food poisoning, not just from a potluck event, but it could be just anything that you eat. And food poisoning is very, very real. So when you're not paying attention, and I'm pretty sure, you know, all of us have experienced that where, you know, we had gas or we had to, you know, go to the bathroom because we ate someone's food and our stomach wasn't agreeing with it. Like, I'm pretty sure a few of us have been through that. But at the end of the day, going back to paying attention to your body and the things that you eat before you even see it. Now, some people, especially people from the hood, you know, some of them, they smell their food. They smell their drinks before they, before they eat it. And I don't knock people for doing that. But the whole fact of the matter is when you looking at your food and you see it, you know, I understand now why people pray over their food. Not to say that I didn't then, but why they pray over their food, because they want to make sure that what they're eating is going to be for the nourishment of their body. That's how important food is, and your body is important. And they pray because they don't want anything that's going to cause them to get sick or anything like that. So that's why some people pray over their food before they eat it. But if you're not a person that pray over your food, pay attention to your food. Look at your food and at what you're eating. At what you're eating, because you don't want to just take something and just eat it just because it's good. Oh, it's a cheeseburger. Let me eat the cheeseburger. Because I've seen so much horror stories about people, especially from like fast food places such as McDonald's, where people had, you know, either spit in the food or put something in the food, and people open up their sandwiches and stuff and see unwelcoming insects or something inside their food, and it was just distasteful. I even read an article about a person, you know, having a burger, like someone injected their HIV or something like that inside of a burger or something like that, and tried, you know, the person almost ate it, but they didn't. But it, or they did a testing to show how, you know, how a burger or something or whatever can be infected with something of some sort of that disease. But I'm, you know, I don't want to get all mixy or start saying things or whatever the case might be. But like I said, there's various horror stories about people finding stuff in their food that is not good. It's not good. And I'm not just saying that it's just McDonald's or just fast foods in particular. It goes all the way across the board. And I understand why people are so sensitive about people managing their food, especially in a fast food place. You got people who have gloves on and still managing the cash register, and that's not good hygiene, because you're dealing with money, you're dealing with people, things, you don't know where that money come from, especially all money is dirty, meaning physically dirty, and then, you know, their cards and stuff, you don't know where it's been, and then you're gonna go manage somebody's food. So when you have somebody spazzing out on you and telling you, oh, change your gloves and do that stuff, they are in the right for saying that, because you don't know what type of bacteria or food thing is on that person's glove, especially when you are in a fast food company place and you're dealing with foods all day. So if somebody's going to be at the register, that person needs to stay their ass right by the register. Don't handle no food, but just manage the register and the register in itself. Don't even touch nobody's food or cup or anything like that, but stay the ass at the register while the people who have gloves on, you know, managing the food and things of that sort. So if you're short staff and you having your staff, you know, manage the cash register and food, that's not good hygiene as well. It's not good hygiene. And I've witnessed it myself before. You know, like I said, some people would speak up and say and spaz out and say, no, change your gloves and do this, that, third, because, you know, especially people who got OCD, and no shade to people who do got OCD. But, you know, believe you me, those things are important when dealing with food. And, you know, and I don't mean to go off tangents, but this is why we should be mindful and careful of what we eat, because, you know, dealing with fast food just in particular may not be the best food for us to eat or ingest at the time. Some people just want to eat the fast food because that is what it is, fast food. You know, it's going to satisfy a hunger, but a hunger temporarily, but that's not really good for you ultimately. So this is why you have to take the necessary steps to invest in you and to make sure that you're eating right and healthy for you. Because at the end of the day, I feel that stress is a silent killer, because, you know, a lot of times we have hidden stress, and sometimes our weight could be hidden stress. The things that we eat could be a hidden stress, and those are silent killers because it turns into us having bad health. When you don't eat the right foods, if you don't exercise, you don't work out, it caters to you dying quickly, but silently. So this is why you got to be mindful of what you eat and why you should change your diet and invest in you so you could live a little longer as a human being. You know, experience life a little bit much better, have some epiphanies, you know, discover new things, you know, live a little longer to where you can say, okay, if I come back again, this is what I want to finish on my quest or whatever the case might be. Come on, you know, so take yourself serious in what you eat and how you eat it in moderation, you know, transition out. If you're going to transition into eating healthy, do it step by step. Don't feel bad because you had a bad diet, you've been taking on a bad diet, and you're like, oh man, how am I going to start? You start from with that bad diet and you transition on out. You start to eat less and less of it and eat more and more of something that is healthy for you, whether you like it or not. Point blank. So thank you for listening to The Memoirs of Her. I hope that you guys enjoyed this show. And if it was TMI, I do apologize, but it's just for entertainment purposes and education purposes as well. So with that being said, you all have a wonderful night and bye-bye.